Greetings, ladies. Before we begin our devotional today, I want to remind you that we have come to the end of this series, Change the Way You Think. This is our last week of recap, and we pray by God's grace that maybe some small thing was imparted to your heart. Then, coming up in our next series, Praying God's Wisdom for Myself, we will be looking to God for His anointed wisdom for our daily lives. In this series, we will be praying through 10 selected prayers from my book written a few years ago, 31 Days of Praying God's Wisdom for Myself. Women gleaning wisdom from the book of Proverbs and diligently petitioning for God's insight to take root and grow in us. If you would like to follow along with us, you can purchase the book from Amazon in the Kindle or softback versions. See the click button below. Now today's devotional. According to Romans 12:2, we are not to copy the behavior and customs of this world, but rather let God transform us into new persons by changing the way we think. Then we will learn to know God's will for us, which is good and pleasing and perfect. This is Hope McCarty, and we are on week 14, with this week's focus being recap of my new way of thinking. My new way of thinking, a dozen points. Number one, it's all about God's glory and surrendering to His will. Number two, I must intentionally keep my mind word focused and tuned into the Holy Spirit. Three, because the Word is living and powerful, it is the most relevant for my life today. Therefore, I will consistently and faithfully study it so that it can lead my daily walk. 4. I am a child of God. I was chosen by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My Abba Father eternally loves me. 5. My faith and confidence do not lie in my surrounding circumstances. My trust is in the one who came to give me life. My faith is securely placed in Jesus. 6. God can bring dead things, God anointing stuff, back to life. He is a miracle working God. 7. Although I know it will be hard, with God's help, I will walk following the lead of the Holy Spirit. 8. Though it may not be easy to follow through, the Word will give me proven and wholesome guidance for anything that crosses my path. I can trust God's Word to lead me to live life His way. Number 9, teach them your word, which is truth. John 17, 17b. The Bible's GPS is always reliable and consistent. 10, I am going to seek God first. I want His insight on this matter. 11, since God knows His perfect plan for my life, I surrender it all to Him. And number 12, do I see it? What lesson can I learn from this arduous time? What new good thing is God doing right now? What is the new treasure in this tough challenge? Remember, beautiful sisters, changing the way you think is a God concept. Thank you, ladies. Have a great week.